Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. For City Counselling this week, I speak to Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson about Te Hongona Akoranga Comet, an organisation addressing education disparities in local communities, becoming an independent organisation from the Auckland Council. We also discussed a new local initiative, Recycled Fabric Billboards, in Henderson Massey. We started off our interview discussing why Te Hongona Akoranga Comet is separating from the council.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and I think it's a really cool landmark for this organisation known as Comet to move from being a CCO, which is a council-controlled organisation, into something more independent that they can go and seek funding from different places in a much easier way. It's a little bit more relaxed and a bit more sort of flexible for them as well. It's something that we both parties have been really keen to progress. And I'm just proud as chair of the committee that oversees this, that we can achieve this. It's pretty cool. I only got appointed a few months ago, and it's good to get some runs on the board. But anyway, Comet, basically what it is it's a... It's an organisation that promotes educational outcomes in Auckland, and it focuses on the greatest needs areas in Auckland, largely Manukau, but also they work in West Auckland as well, and work in different parts here and there as well. It's essentially getting people on their feet and getting their education sorted so they can sort of grow as people and become role models in their community and all those kind of good things. So, yeah, for them to take that step, I think it's after 24 years of CCO, that's a beautiful thing.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has commended the organisation for stepping away from the council and going out into the real world. What do you think he meant by this?
Yeah, I don't know if the analogy is appropriate, but it's kind of an organisation grows with you as much as your sort of kids do in your own home, and then eventually that they sort of move out and find their own ways in the world and more of their own kind of vision without sort of the parental control. And, you know, when they do this, they don't have to come through to my committee and do big accountability mechanisms and those kind of things. They're free from all of that. They can focus a little bit more on their work and go and pick up different funders and things that might have been a bit more difficult under the previous regime. So I think Mayor Brown was kind of drawing on that analogy.
How will the council continue to focus on barriers to accessing education in our communities?
Yeah, it's very much something that we'll continue to be doing in terms of working on the education side of things. It's actually a legal requirement as part of Council's Four Wellbeings and the Local Government Act. We have to focus on the wellbeing of our community, and education is such a key part of that. We're going to be continuing to work with Comet as best we can and partnering where they wish to as well. That's certainly it's the end of the more formal relationship, but it does mean that a relationship can continue and maybe on a bit more flexible terms.
I also wanted to talk to you about a new initiative in Henderson Massey, which is Recycled Fabric Billboards. Can you tell me a little bit about this?
Yeah, I got a shout out to the Henderson Massey Local Board. They're doing a fantastic job with this. So real estate signs, election signs, event signs, they come on sort of a plastic normally, which is called Corflute. And it's, you know, not necessarily environmentally friendly. We try and recycle these things as best we can, give them to, you know, places that do rabbit hutches and art and things like that. But Henderson Massey kind of looked at the situation and said, look, we're going to take this really seriously and we're going to go next level with this. They use recycled fabric billboards. So it's all 100% recycled, and yeah, that will be the first choice for all future events and festivals within the Henderson Massey Local Board. And it's just a real commitment to reducing waste and highlighting sustainability.
Is this something that you would encourage the council to look at for other areas in Tamaki Makaurau?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd encourage council as a broader organisation to look at the fantastic example that's being set right here in West Auckland, and shout out to the chair and deputy, Chris Carter and Brooke Loader, there for their sort of leadership on this issue. I think that as a city we could be learning from what we do in the West generally, but particularly with this.
That was Auckland Councillor Shane Henderson talking about Te Hongona Akoranga Comet separating from the Auckland Council and recycled fabric billboards in Henderson Massey.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.